Mila, that both could still carbonis aimed to be brought. Now, what's going to be? Nizrak dam shalechem. Let's say the man is rikas dam on one of them. Nizrak dam shalechem mihem. Is he at some other? Won't you agree now? Shekishem shadom apotimus besarim in amila. Just like this korban that you made, it's rika. It takes off the yisamila on its basa. Because its basa was a regular korban chatis. It becomes mutta for the kanam teeth from it. So treat the yisamila goes off it. If so, ask the same thing. Yifta basa chavertim in amila. Who had in this rika, this korban, should also take off the yisamila on the other korban. So the Kiva says, in Hitzel Bosa Chavertum in Amila, you see like this case here, that the Zrika from one carbon takes off even the Yisamila from the other carbon, Afa Pishu Posel, even though the mice of the second carbon you can't use anymore. But that's the law, you can't use two Chatois. When you bring one, the other one becomes Posel, it's called like a Chata Shekipa Balero. So even though the other one becomes Posel, still the first Zrika has to take off the Yisamila on the other one. It's so dimmu, that's the sword to say, Sheyatzel es pesoroi, that Avadit Sword has said that even with the Basar on the carbon is posel, like in our Mishnah, where there's a psu yaitse, where the Basar went outside the base of Migdish, and then you make a Zrika, that the Zrika Avadit should have to take off the Yisamila. That's what the Bekiva said. So if that's what Bishimon said, I'll bring you proof of the Bekiva. Yes, he says this, Daka, that the Bekiva beholds that the Zrika takes off the Yisamila even though there's a psu yaitse on the Basar. Now, on Rabbi Rosh Lakish, Lakish says like this, on Rosh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Shalim Rabbi Shiyam, that Tshuva Gnuva Yeshiva Rabbi Kiva, Lewis the Talmud. Rabbi Kiva will not answer back a good answer. His answer is not like a stolen, it's like a stolen answer, it's not a good answer. That's what Rabbi Kiva answered, was not really called a good answer. It's called a Tshuva Gnuva. So Rashi says, let's see, it's most of what? Your Tshuva Gnuva, Heshiva Rabbi Kiva, Lewis Talmud. So what? That Bevas Achas in, according to what Rosh Lakish said before, it's only Bevas Achas. But Bezecha Zeloi, but Bezecha Zeloi does not work. That's what he wanted to say before. Who is this? That's what he said. That's what the Blessed said before. The Blazer was one that said before that Le Yom Rav Kiva Le B'Shochten Shtem Abasachas. He says, so Hod Yom Rav Kiva Nami Yocho B'Shochten Shtem Hainu B'Vasachas. That's what Rav Kiva holds, the Zrika of one house for the other one. But a Shochten B'Zachas there, Le, it would not work. So that's just Hainu Tshuva Gdun, that's a big answer. Because I got it to Kash, to Kul, to Kash, and I got on Rav Blazer. Because the Kiva and the Poselu, the Mishor Shazorov Domish Lachas Amiyam, so much difference. But really the most question now is on Rabbi Leza. It doesn't make any sense what you said before, that Rabbi Kiva only says his aloha if you make the shit of the Masachas and both kabbonis together. But the Zech is there, then the Zerika one would not help for the other one. But the question is like this, that you say on the Masachas, the Gemara says, lay, the Chiva and the Posalu, Mavi the Masachas, Mavi the Zech is there. The Gemara is shocked. These two chatoyas both cannot be brought. You can only bring one. So even if you shech them together, but as soon as you make the zrika on one of them, it's kaveya now that this is the kosher chatis, and the other one is posel. So the other one is a posel chatis. Still we say though the zrika on one chatis helps enough for the other chatis that our kopon in the yisamila goes off it. Since so, it would not make enough to me the mali b'basachas, mali b'zachas there, even if you shech the one chatis and then you shech the other one, still there's a swallow of the mila on the first one, takes off the zrika on the first one, takes off the simila on the other one. And that's what Mor says, Omele Rav Yochanan Rosh Lakish, Rav Yochanan Rosh Lakish, V'yati yato oimakem, don't you also agree to me, that Avad even Mezachas there would be good, that Elo Hefresh De Hashomis, Nachrayis. Let's say somebody set aside two korban oshams for Achrayis. He did one chet, let's say he was over near simila, so he has to bring an osham mila, and he set aside two kabbonis in case one gets lost, we'll use the other one. The shochet hashneim, he made a shkit on both of them. The kodem v'heli murim shalechem him, and then he went first and burnt the murim of one of them. Kodem zrika before he made the zrika. His yad to murder, don't you agree to me, shemolu yerdu, that if it goes up on the base, on the mikta, on the mizbeh, you have to take it down. Because before Zrika, it had no din to be burnt. Before Zrika, Pshit, you have to bring it down. Now, these are the different, and some of these, like a baitach. Chor de gufu, he considered it like mamish, like one behemoth here. Amai yamolu yordu. What do you say, yamolu yordu? What do you say, if it goes up on Mizdeh, you have to take it down again. Ayom Ulu says, emur a kutchim kalim. If you have the emurim of a kutchim kalim, shelim with me Zrika's damim, if you put it on the Mizbeach before you make a Zrika for Dam, is lo yordu, you don't have to take it down anymore. Why? Because once it's put up there, Nasa Lach Mishom Mizbeach, it's called part of the Mizbeach. So what do you see over here? So Chorosh Mishom said in here also, here again, you put a set aside two Hashem, there's two different Kabbonis here. You shechted both of them. Now only one of them is going to be kosher. Now what happened was, the Kodim, you put it on the Mizbeach, the room of one of them before the Zrika of the other one. So in such a case, Avado be a Molu Yerdu. Since you're not going to make a Zrika of that Korbin, the Yerdu Zrika does not help for it. Avado then would be you have to bring it down. So here you see the Zrika on one Korbin does not help for the other one. So Gemara says, Echemi, he answers it back and says, he ishtik, he kept quiet. On Rav Yochanan, Kutsatstim, Rav Leir Yenuka. And I cut off the fingers of the Yenuka of Rosh Lakish. Rashi says like this, Homer Ula, Rashi says, God the Guth Echad, that a Mure Kachim Kalim, Shelem Ufnez Rikas Dom Layerdu, by one Korbin, if you put the Mure on the Mizbech before this Rika, even though it's not Lachatila, but if you put it there already, the din is Layerdu, you have to take it down. Why Shanaf Lach Misha Mizbech? Why should the Kol to Mizbech goes, once on Mizbech stays there? The Kiv on the Chad Gufu, since it's one Guf, Ki Yodav Azor Kadam, Liyachar Alosam, Heve Zrika, Vula Yodu. Now, Vyim, Kid Vurech, like you're saying, the time was already Kid Heve, Mishun the Chad Guf Tom, you want to say the two different Kabonis. It's almost like Chad Guf, and that's only if you made the Shechit of Asachas, but the Zech is this, not like one Guf, you don't say Yisvarom. You say, you're telling me now it's like one Guf, then Ki Kodim Vehele Murim, if you went first to put the Murim of one Korban up there, then b'shuv nizrika dam didir, then you made the zrika dam from the other korban, it should also be lo yerdu. You should not take it down, because you're telling me now both of them is like one guf for the shechita was done together. And of course nobody would say like that. Avada, even though you shechted both korbanos together, now if you take the emurim of one and put it on the mizbeach, and then you make the zrika from the other korban, shechita that zrika is not like one behema, like one guf, to say the other emurim stay up there, but rather no, those emurim come down. So the kids, so we see, we don't consider it like one behema. Elamai the pshat from Yochanan is even though they're two separate behemas, but lemaisa the zrik helps to take off mila from the other one. So that's not gemina here. Negayah to make a din if you put the emurim up there to be able to burn the emurim. Now we don't say the zrik of one korban like cannot be mata the other korban to say you can do an avodah with it. That's pshita, it's a emurim you have to take down. You can't put it on the mizbeach. If it's there, take it down because there's no Zrika for it. So Rabbi Kiva is only saying for the Yisra Mila that if you make a Zrika on one of these two Chatois, so Mila right now is conveyed that the other Chatois has no din to be brought. Since it has no din to be brought anymore, so the Zrika helps enough just to take off at Yisra Mila. But Avadi would never say so strong as Mamish like Chad Guf. It's like one body to say that its Zrika even helps that the other Korban can have its Emu and brought on the Mizbeach. Avada not. Therefore, since we see they're like two separate gufim, of course the score would be, you wouldn't make an afkmin if you make the shechita together, or you make the shechita v'zeh chaseh. So that's what Akash Tokas is wrong, we hear about Rabbi Yochanan. And that's what the Kiva says in our Mishnah, that when you have these two chatois, they make a zrika on one, it takes off the yistamina from the other one, as even if the shechitas were done, v'zeh chaseh. Wouldn't make an afkmin. Yet now the Mishnah says, Maisa domin b'kot shekadoshim. That we make a Zrika by Korban Chatas, the Kodesh Kadoshim, local Lahachmir. That Zrika does certain kulis. It takes off the Yisra Mila from the Basar, and its Lahachmir gives certain chumis to the Korban Chatas. Well, the Kodeshim Kalim, when you make a Zrika and the Kodeshim Kalim on the Shlomim, Kula Lahachmir. The Zrika over there only does the chumis, doesn't do any kulis. It only puts now Mila on the Emurim. Okay, so what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kodshe Kedoshim, by Korban Chatis, Lefnei Zrika, then before you have the Zrika, Noilim, the Emurim of the Basa. There's Nisra Mila both on the Emurim and on the Basa. Now, Liyacha Zrika's done, once you make a Zrika, So true. Noilin be a mureyim. The yistamila still remains on the imum, and you have to burn on the mizbeach. But there's a kula in this rika that b'yeim oil on the basa. But the basa now has no yistamila. So that's called a kula. But v'yalzeh, both on the imum and on the basa, chayavim now mishem pigul. This is the chumra. That this rika does help a kopon, that now it's chal pigul in the carbon of Adam Achshav is pigul. And then what after this rika, now the din is, if the meat gets left over, there's a psul moiser. And the tummy, if your tummy can eat from the basa. So nimtza comes out that mitza dal in the kodesh kodashim. When you make this rika on a carbon chatis, lohokil, it does one kula, that it takes off the yistamila from the basa. Well, hachmer, it also does chumris, that it puts on now, there's a shayat abanissa pigul, nice of a tummy. Of the kodesh kalim, when you have a carbon shlom, the kodesh kalim, kudam lahachmer, the Zerika only puts chumras onto the carbon, not kulas. Ketzad, kachim kalim. Lefnei Zerika zom, before you have the Zerika zom in, ein milim, there's no issa mila, loy bimur lema basa. Neither of them have an issa mila, because the ikra of the carbon shtam is for lachila. Since the baila meets from it, and the kain meets from it, so the ikra is lachila. It's not really called the carbon Hashem, until after the Zerika. Now, liyachas Zerika zom, after you make a Zerika zom in, there's only chumras. One chumras, that Merlin be Emurim, that there's Nisamila Chal now upon the Emurim, that's supposed to be burnt, but the Emurim the boss, on the boss there's no Nisamila Chal. The way it was before still remains. But Alzeh the Alzeh, both the boss and the Emurim, Chayav Molim Mishum Pigul Mesa Batame, the Achumis Chal now, now this boss was fit to have a Nisam Pigul on it, if it's left overnight, it's Chal Nisam Mesam, and if it comes Tame, it's also eat it. So Nimtza comes out that Maisa Dama Bekotchim Kalim Kulum Lahachmer, that the Zerika's done by Korban Shlomim is only the Chumra. It puts on an Nisra Mila on the Emurim, and it makes both of them fit to have these two now Tigal Maisa Batami. Nothing more says, Ketoni, what does it say in the Mishnah? That ain't more than the Bosa, that there's no Nisra Mila on this Bosa by Kodesh Kadoshim, after the Zerika on the Chathis, now there's no Nisra Mila. So it's Mash Mamilu, like there's no Nisra Mila. Question is, why? From the money of the Kainim, the Chul, once you make a Zerika, so now the din is the Kainim are not eat from the Chathis. It's Mashma even the Chathil that should be able to eat from it. So why does the Mishnah only say there's no Yisamila, which is Mashma, and it's still Asa? So it says, no, it's not true, Lakasha. But from the Nos of Reisha, since the Reisha says that there is a Yisamila before Zerika, Nos of Seifei, no, after Zerika, there's no Yisamila. Penachnami, not only is there no Yisamila, okay, let's see the safe. I'm a safe. What does the safe say here? That the kachim kalim kula lahachmir by regular kachim kalim by shlamim, the zrikas only machmir keitzam. Plus the kachim kalim of nei zrikas damim einmal is always a mila over nireyim. The ein chayv malei mishum pidul es v'tamei. The yachas zrikas damim molem b'mireyim, but the ein molem b'basar. So again, the dikir mashmi if the zrikas there's no wisamila on the basar. Samila the lekas, no, we're Samila. Ho Yisurika, here's Mashma, there is an Issa though. The question is, am I? I'm a man of the Bailamu. Once a Kachim Kalam, after the Zurika belongs to the Bailam, they can eat it. So why is it just a Loshin, there's no Issa it should have said more than, it should have said Gladilan Lechatilan even. What's this dumb Loshin, there's no Issa and here you can't say after the Rasha, because here it doesn't say in the Rasha, there is an Issa Mila. They say now there's no Issa. So why does it only say Lashon is no Yisamila? It should have said stronger, it's Mutatit. So where is this true? Avadim, it's Mutatit. So Amr Abichinah says, Amr Abichinah, Mishnah is talking about Li Yaitzin. We're talking about now with this Bosar has the Psul Yaitzi on it. That it went out of the base of Migdish before the Zerika. Therefore now with the Zerika does not become Mutatit. But the Chiddush is though that Yisamila goes off it. For Rabbi Kiva, this paper goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Chiyam Rabbi Kiva, Zerika Melos Li Yaitzi. When does Rabbi Kiva say Zerika Elves Li Yaitzi? L'Sreifa. It only means to say that after you make a Zerika the meat, if you eat it, there's no Issa Mila. But not that you really allowed to eat it. The Maisa still has an Issa